Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 38 today, verses 1 through 6. Jeremiah 38, verses 1 through 6. It says, Now Shephatiah, the son of Mattan, Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, Jukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, the son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah was saying to all the people. Thus says the Lord, He who stays in the city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, but he who goes out to the Chaldeans shall live. He shall have his life as a prize of war and live. Thus says the Lord, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the army of the king of Babylon and be taken. Then the official said to the king, Let this man be put to death, for he is weakening the hands of the soldiers who are left in this city and the hands of all the people by speaking such words to them. For this man is not seeking the welfare of this people, but their harm. King Zedekiah said, Behold, he's in your hands, for the king can do nothing against you. So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the cistern of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the guard, letting Jeremiah down by ropes. And there was no water in the cistern, but only mud. And Jeremiah sank in the mud. Now, what I want to pull out from this passage is the reaction of the people that didn't want to believe what God was saying through Jeremiah. They got mad and they said, he needs to be put to death because he's encouraging the people to desert to the Babylonians. He's weakening their hearts and he's not wanting them to fight. He's hurting our cause. If we'll just fight against the Babylonians, we'll win. And God was saying, no, you won't win. You're going to die by sword, famine, disease in the city. But if you humble yourself and submit to my discipline and go into captivity for a while, I'll bring you back to the land. I promise that. But only for those who trust what I've said and humble themselves and are allowed to be taken captive. The people that didn't like what Jeremiah was saying accused him of, they twisted Jeremiah's words and said, he's just trying to weaken the resolve of the army. And folks, I started to realize as I looked at this that people who want to look at life according to the flesh and human might will always twist the words of the preachers of faith. In Galatians chapter 4, listen to verses 28 through 31. It says, Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh, which was Ishmael, persecuted him who was born according to the spirit, so also is it now. But what does the scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman. Did you catch that? The scripture is very clear that just like Ishmael, who was born of the flesh, persecuted Isaac, who was born of the spirit, and mocked him and treated him badly, and so too will those of us who are of the Spirit, who are walking by faith, relying on God, trusting in the Lord, waiting on God, so too will we be mocked and ridiculed and made fun of by the people in the church even who are of the flesh and not of the Spirit. They're going to twist the words that we say. When we talk about faith, they hear doing stupid stuff and hoping God covers it. But that's not what faith means. Faith is believing what God has said and waiting on God to do what God has said, acting in obedience to what he's challenged us to do. But faith is not us doing something crazy and then trusting that God's going to make it work out. No, when we talk about faith, we're talking about the God has said he would provide, and here's what he wants us to do, to wait on him and to trust him. But then we'll hear things like people say this all the time. Well, I live in the real world. Well, unfortunately, they don't live in the real world because the real world is the where God exists. The world we live in now that you can see and taste and touch has been created. It has not always existed. It was created by God for a season and at some point is going to be dissolved and he's going to make another one. The real world is where God exists, who has always existed, the spiritual realm. And for those of us who walk in the Spirit, who are led of the Spirit, who are the children of God, will always be mocked and made fun of by those who are of the flesh. Oh, they'll take our words and twist them and say that we're saying things we're not saying. But I want to challenge you today to be like Jeremiah and be faithful to speak the words of truth. Hopefully some will listen and join our group of those who believe in God and trust in God and walk by the Spirit. But don't be surprised. There may be those who are of the flesh who mock things of the Spirit. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.